It's marching season in Northern Ireland. The annual event highlights the religious and political divisions in this small country that's part of the United Kingdom and separate from the Republic of Ireland to the south. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us now from Belfast. And Frank, first of all, what are these Protestant marches? What do they commemorate?
They celebrate officially the victory of Protestant King William of Orange over Catholic King James II in 1690. But really, this is an expression of Protestant nationalism and pride in a city that's really still very divided. I'm in a loyalist Protestant neighborhood, very loyal to the United Kingdom, and it's full of Union flags and sort of very patriotic feel here.
Yeah, when you say Protestant nationalism and pride, I wonder if some of the events are actually designed to provoke a response from the Catholics.
Well, you know, the marches are much better now. They've been rerouted over the years away from Catholic pro-Republic of Ireland neighborhoods. But the one thing that the Protestants do, some of them, is they hold big bonfires, more than 200 in the last few days. And I got to tell you, Peter, they're astounding. They're built of wooden pallets over 100 and around 147 feet high. And then last night outside my window, there was one that's about six stories high, and the sparks actually ended up lighting a structure near our hotel, and firemen had to come and put it out. But the biggest danger with these bonfires actually is really provoking people. Sometimes Protestant loyalists will put Irish flags on top, posters of officials with Sinn Féin, that's the political party of Irish republicanism. Sinn Féin wants Northern Ireland to be a part of the Irish Republic, and Sinn Féin officials certainly don't appreciate this, nor do lots of people who support them. This is a guy I talked to a couple days ago named John Finucane. He's a member of the British Parliament with Sinn Féin.
If you celebrate your culture by having to burn an effigy of me or any of my party colleagues, or you have to wallpaper it with Irish flags, then I think we need to take a step back and identify that there's something seriously wrong with that.
I know you've been spending some time, as you just described, watching these parades over the last day or so. What does it feel like this year, though? Is there more tension?
It seems kind of somber this year. You know, Protestants used to run Northern Ireland, and they feel, a lot of them that I talk to feel they're losing power. And they're also increasingly cut off from the rest of the United Kingdom across the water. One of the big reasons, Peter, is Brexit. Now, Brexit created this internal customs border that separates Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. And many Protestant loyalists think that when it comes to this new border, that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he kind of sold them out. And recently I was talking with a guy named Ian Carlisle. He runs the Grand Orange Lodge. It's a Protestant fraternal organization. And here's how he put it.
At times it maybe feels like an unrequited love, that we're very much firm in our allegiance to the Crown. But yet we see successive British governments diminish our position within the United Kingdom. I think that we have almost a siege mentality now.
A siege mentality, that's interesting, Frank. You know, one of the concerns that was raised during Brexit and even after Brexit was that the peace that was secured by the Good Friday Agreement of 1998 would be in danger. And we saw just recently in April that there were riots in Northern Ireland. What are you watching for here as things progress?
Most people here don't think Northern Ireland is going to go back to the sort of mass violence that we saw during the Troubles. It was decades of killings between Protestants and Catholics that cost about more than 3,600 lives. But there is a concern. You know, Sinn Féin wants to reunite Northern Ireland with the Irish Republic and is hoping to get a referendum in the next number of years. Now, hardcore Protestant loyalists that I've talked to, they're bitterly against it. There's a guy named Ian McLaughlin. He's a Protestant community worker.
I don't believe that this island will ever be reunited peacefully. The trajectory of peace, in my opinion, has stalled.
Interesting, Frank. So what does that mean, do you think, for the future of Northern Ireland?
What I think it means is if there is an attempt at a poll here, a vote, to reunite with the island of Ireland, it's going to take tremendous political effort to make Protestant loyalists feel safe and comfortable because, you know, during the old days, there were a lot of civil rights violations and unfairness toward Irish Catholics here, and Protestants are worried that the same could be done to them. And if this is going to move forward and hold this province together, they're going to have to feel secure and know that there are benefits to them to actually joining the Irish Republic, a place that they fought against becoming a part of for decades.
Isn't there a sense, Frank, among younger people in Northern Ireland that they just want to put all of that behind them? They may not even fully, you know the history, that they just kind of want to move forward. Is there a sense?
There is, and I would say one thing that's really interesting, when you talk to a lot of people here, they're much more middle of the road. They don't really subscribe to this binary Catholic, Protestant, Loyalist, Irish Republic and, you know, division. And I think that they would love to see, you know, frankly, a better economy, more of what we call a peace dividend, and to move on with their lives. One thing I did notice in some of the marches I saw today, a lot of old men. And it was very interesting to me that I didn't see younger faces. And so I think there is generational change, but there's so much bitterness here, and it was so personal, and this is a small province, that it's going to take a lot of time for generations to move on from that old conflict.
NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting from Belfast. Thank you so much.
Great to talk, Peter.